The Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor The Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
Welcome to The Pickin' Porch. It's Miller in the morning here. Donnie Goins. Did I say that right? How do you say the last name?
It is Goins.
Goins. I got it right. All right. Donnie Goins is making a return visit, and we're glad to have him back. What have you been doing, Donnie, since I last saw you?
Just been writing.
Writing songs?
Been doing a lot of writing, yeah.
So when will George Strait be playing one of your songs?
Hopefully soon. Hopefully really soon.
What do you got for me today?
This is a song that I wrote about one of my best friends from back in high school. We lost him a few years ago, and we had a lot of fun together, and I sat down and wrote this. This is about my buddy Stacy Combs. It's called When Your Memory Comes Around. Man, we did it all. Thought we were kings in high school. Nobody saw us coming, never knew what we might do. We laughed until we cried, cruising this town on Friday nights. I miss the days we had in this little town. When your memory comes around, when your memory comes around, I smile, it don't get me down. I can't help but think about the times that we had. Every time I think of you, man, it don't make me blue. We had some good times while we were being bad. I know you're up there laughing, looking down, when your memory comes around. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, we raised a glass or two. We raised a little heck, man, I miss those times with you. I still laugh when I think about the times we had, I have no doubt that you're up in heaven, smiling, looking down. When your memory comes around, when your memory comes around, I smile, it don't get me down. I can't help but think about the times that we had. Every time I think of you, man, it don't make me blue. We had some good times while we were being bad. I know you're up there laughing, looking down, when your memory comes around. I sure miss you, man, how I wish that you were here. Yelling go dogs, cracking open a cold beer. When your memory comes around, I smile, it don't get me down. I can't help but think about the times that we had. Every time I think of you, man, it don't make me blue. We had some good times while we were being bad. I know you're up there laughing, looking down, when your memory comes around.
That's a pretty awesome song there, buddy. Take me through the songwriting process. What do? You get a dream in the middle of the night and get an idea? How do you come up with this stuff?
Man, I have woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning with a song in my head and have to get up and write it or I can't go back to sleep.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And plus it keeps, I'm not getting any younger. My memory's not getting any better. So if I get up and write it then I don't forget any of it.
Well, I notice you keep a notebook now. And I think recently a manuscript that Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote a page out of one of their songs, Strawberry Fields or something like that. That sold for like $1 million at auction.
Well, hopefully.
Someday, this book that you have here, wouldn't it be great?
Hopefully one day, yeah, because I've got about six of them. So.
I would have to say my buddy Donnie, yeah, I got a manuscript here and everything. So, yeah, sometimes the songs come to you in a dream or an idea or a thought. You ever get any ideas while listening to other music, Donnie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I'm trying to think of one that, that song right there, that Drink a Beer,
yeah.
Luke Combs. You know,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Man, you know, I really, because anytime, if you've seen Stacy, you've seen me.
Okay. It's good to have a best friend.
Yeah, man. I mean, we were always together. And that song, Drink a Beer, really reminded me of him, and that's when I sat down and wrote that.
Let me guess. I'm saying you're a Pabst Blue Ribbon man. Is that possible?
I like PBR.
See, I know that's a gift I have. I can tell what kind of beer people like. Oh, my goodness. Favor me with another one here,
sure.
My good
this
man.
Sure. This is one I actually wrote for my kids. It's called I Ain't Going Nowhere. When you're crazy,
now you're playing like me.
Well, that trigger finger
gets you every time, yeah. Mother.
When you're crazy is coming now. When you just can't control your mouth, I'll still be there. I ain't going nowhere. When you're acting like your mama, when you can't quit all that drama, I'll still be there. I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you anytime you need me to. I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you when you need someone to turn to. I ain't going nowhere. When you feel like you're all alone, that everyone as good is gone, when you need me, I ain't going nowhere. No. When you're feeling kinda sad, when someone's made you mad, I'll still be there, I ain't going nowhere. When you don't answer your phone, cause you wanna be left alone, I'll still be there, I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you anytime you need me to. I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you when you need someone to turn to. I ain't going nowhere. When you feel like you're all alone, that everyone's good is gone, when you need me, I ain't going nowhere. No. When you open up your mouth and your mama comes falling out, I'll still be there, cause I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you anytime you need me to. I ain't going nowhere. I'll still be there for you when you need someone to turn to. I ain't going nowhere. When you feel like you're all alone, that everyone's good is gone, when you need me, I ain't going nowhere. No. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
That's a song for every father that should be playing that for his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no matter what they're going through, even sometimes you don't get along with your kids.
Sure. Sure.
But I ain't going nowhere. I'll always be there for them.
All right, so musical heroes. Who would be Donnie's musical heroes?
George Strait.
George Strait.
George Strait. Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I grew up on Charlie Pride and Charlie Rich and Conway Twitty. And
one of the greats.
But, man, you know, there's seemed like the 90s when, and I think I said this last time.
Sure.
I've always been a huge George Strait fan. And then Tim McGraw, Travis Tritt, when all them come out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went and seen Travis Tritt and Alan Jackson both at Governor's.
Oh, my
gosh. When they first came out.
Wow.
I mean, they were doing a small Southeastern tour and got to go see both of them at Governor's back.
You know, on my way home, I drive by Governor's on the way home, and I look at that. I guess there's a place to store building materials now. Or something. I don't know what's in there. But I remember, you know, several times I had been in there, too, and I think, if those walls could talk.
Man, that was a major stop for these guys when they did their first Southeastern tour. You know, when they first hit it big, Governor's. Every one of them played Governors.
If I hit the lottery, I'm going to buy that building, and we're going to turn it into a museum, you know, of all the people. Like, imagine the ghosts that are in that room.
I mean, you know, Danny Shirley and them, that's where they got their start, was playing Charlie's and Gov's.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. So, well, we got time for another song, buddy. What do you got for me here?
This is one I wrote the other day. It's actually from a man's point of view. It's called it's explaining why she don't want to fall in love with him. Here we go. I can't help it, it's who I am. Life's made me this way. I wanna be loved, wanna be needed, but I always pull away. Yeah, I've had a hard time getting my own mind, 'cause God, I've had enough. And that's why she don't wanna fall in love, not with me anyways. I'm full of pain, full of fire, stuck in my own ways. Yeah, I'll play the part, I'll guard my heart, 'cause Lord, I've been through enough. And that's why she don't want to fall in love. I've been broken, my pride's hurt, I've been hiding it all inside. I need to be loved, want to feel needed, want to lose this pain I can't hide. Yeah, I've had a rough time getting my own mind. Sometimes I think I've had enough, and that's why she don't want to fall in love, not with me anyways. I'm full of pain, a little hard-headed, and I'm stuck in my own ways. I'll play the part, but I'll guard my heart, 'cause Lord knows I've had enough. And that's why she don't want to fall in love. Yeah, that's why she don't want to fall in love.
Sounds like there's something personal in that song. Am I right?
Well, I think a lot of people have been through so much in their lives that you start to guard yourself.
Yeah.
And when you first meet somebody, everything's great and it's new.
Yeah.
But you still got that lurking inside, man, where you've been hit before really hard. And I think there's so many of us that have that wall up now, and that's, I kind of wanted to write it from a man's point of view.
Quick question for you here, my friend. What is in the future for you? Are you going to go with a band? Are you playing solo acts? What
well,
are you doing?
We're talking about putting a band together, and mm-hmm. I am fixing to start doing some solo acts.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, I've talked to a couple of local bars about doing some, and I'm really looking forward. I'm actually talking with the city of East Ridge about doing something at the Camp Jordan Amphitheater called the Hometown Hoedown.
That's a neat place.
And
yeah,
have
yeah.
a bunch of local guys and just do like $10 tickets and it sure. be an all-day festival. And we're gonna try to start doing it every year.
Man, that'd be great.
That way we can showcase local talent.
Yeah.
And they don't really do much at that outside amphitheater.
And that's a nice place.
Awesome place.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's in the works. I don't know how long it'll take us to put it together, but man, that would be great.
All right, Donnie. So if someone wants to get a hold of you, websites, phone numbers, whatever you got.
Oh, yeah, man. They can hit me up on Facebook, either my personal Facebook page or Donnie Goins Music. I've got TikTok, Instagram. My phone number's on there, plus my email's on there. I'd love to get around and start doing some local shows.
Yeah,
so.
That'd be great. It'd be great to have you. Now, I want you to keep me informed or informed. I guess that formed would be all right. As to where you're going to be playing and everything, so we can let everybody
Absolutely.
Know. Because I know you got some fans in the area here.
I will definitely let you know.
Give me a couple chords just to take me out of this
all
thing,
right.
all right? Just give me a little guitar solo there or whatever. You've been listening to The Pickin' Porch. Yes, we do it every week here on our website, twanglife.net. If you know anybody that wants to be on The Pickin' Porch or wants to come back to The Pickin' Porch, like my good friend Donna here, you can call us at 423-702-9799. Operators are standing by. Donnie, thank you so much for being a part of this thing, man.
Oh, man, I love coming here.
Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor The Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.